Well, I understand how compassion can reinforce renunciation, but I have trouble understanding is the reverse. How does renunciation reinforce compassion? Because isn't it possible for renunciation to lead to apathy?
Well, it's certainly possible to make it lead to apathy, but that would be a misapplication of it. It'd be a misapprehension of its purpose, because the Buddha's path is always for. The Buddha always casts it in, as a benefit for oneself and a benefit for others, you know, like both together. So it's not anything that sort of undermines effort and qualities like compassion, then that would be kind of seen as opposed to the path of practice. Because there isn't really a separation between my suffering and other suffering. So it isn't just about me getting rid of my suffering and then I'm all right. It isn't how the Buddha conceived of the path. It's possible that, you know, with wrong view and wrong practice, that's people do. But that's exactly what they say, that being able to understand attachment and freeing oneself from attachment, how that brings benefit. So that sense, as we pay attention to renunciation, and we start benefiting from relinquishing our own greed, hatred, and delusion, then the result should be a much bigger, clearer heart that's able to encompass others.
Very last stanza, the wisdom part of it, it's like not attaching to fixed views.
Right.
You know, one isn't born again into this world. And it's interesting, the antidote for attachment. You've gone over both the three phases of the right intention.
Right.
And kind of the middle one, renunciation and compassion. Kind of is the middle one. It's really interesting.
Yeah, no, And generally, sort of that link between loving kindness and compassion is quite very, very strong. It's sort of really linked together. and even the right intention, samma sankappa, ne kamma sankappa, that's your initial. impulse of right intention, right thought, but then the next are the relinquishing of those thoughts, intentions of ill will and harming, and so then that's the basis for loving kindness and compassion. So that as we are able to relinquish and let go, then those wholesome qualities of both generosity and selflessness, along with loving kindness and compassion, are intrinsic part of the fruit of the practice.